Hey guys, welcome back to episode 3 of Let's Chat. This week we'll be discussing love bombing. Has this ever happened to you before? Do you have no clue what I'm talking about? If that's the case, don't worry. We will explore why this is so dangerous. We'll learn the warning signs that we need to look out for early on. And I might even share. No, I definitely will share my own juicy encounter. Okay, so we have so much to get into. Let's chat. A couple of nights ago, I was watching a movie on Netflix, and it was about a girl who met a guy, and the guy was so into her, they ended up getting into a relationship, but the guy wasn't what he sold himself to be. And I was watching, and I had a serious case of deja vu. It reminded me of my younger days when I was in college, when I was actually dating this guy who was bombarding me with so much attention. He was constantly in communication with me. He was actively pursuing me in a way that I had never been actively pursued before. And as I watched this film and I watched how she got caught up in his web, it just took me to the time when I thought, do you know what? That was me. I was her. And I never really knew what the terminology of those actions and behaviors that were shown on TV were. So I had a quick look on Google, and instantly the word love bombing came up, and the minute that I read the definition, I was absolutely floored, because it just summarizes perfectly what this girl was going through in the film and what I went through in my own personal life. So love bombing, for those who have no idea what I'm talking about, have no idea of what the concept actually means, it's the practice of showering a person with excessive affection and attention in order to gain control or significantly influence their behavior. The intention of doing this is to make the person feel good, but also manipulate them at the same time. This is not something that is actually a good thing to happen, especially when it's in the early stages of dating, because it causes a world of confusion later down the line. However, when you hear that definition of love bombing, a lot of people will think, oh my God, attention, that's not bad. Lots of affection, that's not bad either. But the key word here is to gain control, and it's used as a form of manipulation. So when we know that those two things are in place, that doesn't read well for the future of the relationship, because the person's intention going into it is not necessarily right. So as the movie was progressing, I started to realize that the girl who fell for somebody who seemed to be Mr. Right was not reading what was taking place in her own relationship. She was absolutely missing the signs, and I couldn't even follow her, because if you're not aware of this behavior and if you don't know that this is a thing, you would definitely miss out the signs. You wouldn't even know how to spot it. You would just think, oh my God, this guy really, you know, enjoys me. He enjoys our time. He wants to get to know me. He's actively pursuing me for something serious. However, later on in the film, we found out that that was not really the case. So for those who are currently dating right now, or they're thinking about dating, or they're actually in a relationship right now, love bombing is something that can happen at any point in time in your relationship. While it's common to happen in the early stages, it can happen at any point in time. So let's just make sure that we are aware of the signs so we know what to look out for. So the first sign is they can't stop complimenting you. So we all crave admiration, and constant praise makes our head spin. Of course, if you have a guy who you like, you know, and he's attractive and he's, you know, complimenting you. I love everything about you. I've never met anyone as perfect as you. You're the only person I want to spend my time with. Hello. You are going to feel gassed. Like, your head is going to be big. You're going to be floating on air. You're going to think, raw, like, I'm legit, you know? Like, this guy absolutely likes me. However, while those phrases and that sentiment is not necessarily harmful, it's important to consider them in the larger context of someone's overall behavior, okay? So number two, they lavish you with gifts. Now, love bombing always involves over-the-top gestures, such as, you know, sending inappropriate gifts to your job, you like dozens of bouquets, or buy an expensive plane ticket for a vacation and not taking no for an answer. Mind you, all of these things, if you actually think about it, they're not bad. But when you're actively getting to know somebody and they seem as if they're just rushing the process a little bit, you have to really consider yourself and take a step back to understand why is this person bombarding you with so much attention in a short span of time? And it's all due to the fact is that they want you to be sucked into their web, and they're trying to gain control over you through gifts, through compliments. Okay, so these are things that we need to factor in. So, the third one is they bombard you with phone calls and texts. Now, when I was 19, I loved my phone being blown up. I'm not even going to lie to you. I think any teenage girl or a girl in college, or even a woman now who likes a guy and he's in constant communication with her, is going to appreciate that. We all love it, okay? But when it's on the early stages of dating and it's constant communication, like calling, texting, messaging you over social media, it's a red flag, because number one, it becomes increasingly overwhelming, especially if it's one-sided, and number two, it shows to tell you, what were you doing before I came into the picture? I know you had a life. You must have a life. And if you don't have a life, then this person is telling you that you are going to become their life. And that's quite daunting, especially when you're trying to figure out whether or not you know this person, whether or not you think you guys are going to get along. And being consumed by somebody so quickly doesn't allow you to take time to kind of breathe and take everything in, okay? So the next sign that we need to look out for is, goes back into communication, but they want your undivided attention. When your focus isn't on them, they might become angry, they might become heavily jealous, they might make you feel bad about it, so you start to tailor how you are around them. You're very cautious of who you're dealing with and talking to, knowing that they are quite sensitive to things like that. And then you start seeing that you are removing yourself from people, from places, from situations that were normal to you, because it's now been shown to you that this person is uncomfortable. Be cautious of that, because that is starting to get you to become withdrawn within your own friendship groups, within your own environment, for the sole purpose of them having control over you. Okay, so just be careful. The next sign that you need to look out for is they try to convince you that you're soulmates. I can't even tell you how much this is a fucking bullshit. Not necessarily saying that you two may not, you know, be perfect for one another. I have no idea. No one knows that. But say, for instance, you've been only dating this person for a month and they're telling you, we were born to be together. It's fate that we met. We're soulmates. Sir, I don't know you. You don't know me. What is allowing you to feel these really huge, sweeping sense of emotion towards me? Ladies, do not get caught up in the sauce. I'm telling you now, words are so sweet, especially when it's coming from a very good-looking, charming man that you like. I'm telling you right now, you can fall into that trap. Don't do it, sis. Use your head. Try to be logical in everything. And it's hard to be logical when it comes to the matters of the heart. I completely get it, okay? But we need to start having a discerning spirit and trying to understand what other people's intentions are, because everyone who goes into a situation or even a relationship may not necessarily have the same intention, okay? But what you don't want to do is be taken for a ride because you have solely handed all of your emotions over to somebody so quickly because of all of this love bombing that they're doing. So we need to be proactive, okay? And the next steps is they want commitment. And when they want commitment and you put up your boundaries, they get easily upset. They don't understand why you don't want to be in a relationship with them, even though after you know them for 2 weeks. They don't want to understand, you know, why you're trying to slow down the pace. They don't get it. If this person is upset about any boundaries that you have in regards to accessing you and your emotions, you need to be very careful because they are trying to manipulate you to get what they want. Someone who legitimately cares about you will respect your wishes and they will back off. And if you're not ready to get into a relationship, whether it's 2 weeks of dating, 2 months of dating, that's completely fine. Don't feel like you have to be rushed into something because a person is showing you that they like them, okay? And the last sign is you just feel very overwhelmed about the intensity of it all. Now, granted, you know, early stages of dating, it's always a honeymoon stage. You always feel really happy, giddy, excited to see them. However, this guy just never turns down the charm. It seems like he's just running on full cylinders all the time. You never know what to expect from him from one moment to the next. You always feel pressured into seeing him around the clock. Like, that's not okay, sis. And that should be another warning sign that something here is not feeling right to you. And irregardless of all the things that seem positive, if you don't feel comfortable in the end, then you should completely trust your gut and try to slow things down, or i.e. see other people. So a little bit about my own experience, let's see. So I was a sophomore in college and I had just come home for the summer and I had a really good friend of mine that I used to hang out with all the time. And she had a group of friends that she knew very well and I ended up joining that friendship group and we did so many things together during the summer. So I had gone to a party that she invited me to and I met this guy there. Funny enough, I had seen him a couple of months back at another event that took place at home. But I don't know why, like he just did not stand out to me at the time. And even this, you know, this event that I went to that I was introduced to him, he didn't stand out either. We talked for maybe about 5 minutes, if that, and we just kept it moving. However, there was another event that my friend had invited to, and it was a pool party. And I remember it so clearly because I don't know what it was about that day, but me and him ended up talking for hours that day. It was so evident to the group that we actually liked each other because we were constantly finding ways to be around each other. And when we were just talking, laughing. It was as if it was just me and him there and nobody else. So, of course, we got along really well. He asked for my number and I remember giving him a number. And that night, we picked right back up. And I kid you not, it became a thing with us. From 9 p.m. to about 2 a.m., we were constantly on the phone, sharing stories, making jokes, just learning more about each other. And I know my mom probably thought I was sleeping at the time, but I wasn't. I was boo loving, and that was a term that we used back in the day. So anyone who's old school and knows boo loving, shout outs to y'all. But yeah, so we were just genuinely getting to know each other, and I was really feeling him. I just thought, oh my God, like, this might be my boyfriend. Who knows? It was just in the way that we were carrying on, and we were like getting on like night and day. So I didn't think anything of it, and I thought things were going well, and it had become apparent to me that as the weeks were going on, we were spending a huge amount of time with each other. I mean, we were talking on the phone every day, nonstop. We were around each other constantly. We were in the friendship group doing events with each other. It was just a constant thing. And to me, it felt normal at the time. However, there were little signs that I was noticing that just made me feel really uncomfortable. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And to be honest with you, I didn't really want to say it out loud because it made me seem like I was just nagging. So I didn't say anything, but it did come to a head when he invited me to this club. I had never been out with a guy before at a nightclub before. So you can imagine how like excited I was about the whole idea. And on top of that, I felt quite comfortable going as well because a few other people in our friendship group were coming along as well. So I felt like, okay, this is going to be kind of what we do normally, you know, all of us hanging out together, just enjoying, you know, ourselves and having a good old time. That's what I thought, right? So he ends up coming to pick me up at my house and we're on our way to the nightclub and, you know, we're having a good time, we're laughing, we're talking, I'm excited. And there's nothing for me to be alarmed by, right? Okay, so we walk in and remember he asked if I wanted to drink and I said no. And we got to the dance floor and we're all on the dance floor. And then all of a sudden, he is like slowly moving further and further away from me. And I didn't necessarily think anything of it at the time because I was in a group of people and we were all dancing. So why would I feel some type of way? Okay, as time continues to go on, I can no longer see him. I have no idea. He like slipped away from me and I was looking around and I was asking people where he had gone and nobody could tell me where he went. And at the end of the day, nobody cared because they were having fun, right? And I was so upset because I felt embarrassed. I don't know why I should feel embarrassed, but I did. And I think it was because I saw all my friends kind of dancing with the guys that they liked and the guy who I had come with, I can't find. So I was in the corner being a little bit grumpy in a mood. And I know my friend came over to me and she just said, you know what, Jen, don't worry about it. You came here, have fun with or without him. So I said, cool, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm not going to let him ruin my night because he's decided that he wants to do his own thing. So I got on the dance floor and I was dancing with some guy and I was having fun. Lo and behold, who is behind me? It's him. And I just looked and said, what the hell? Like, where were you? And he basically told me that he was out having fun, he saw some friends, and he ended up talking to them, blah, blah, blah. What I realized and found out later on in the evening was the friend was two girls that he was entertaining. I didn't know he was entertaining them because the amount of energy and time he was putting into me made me feel as if I was the only one. So how would I have known that he was entertaining two people? Can you imagine? I was absolutely floored. And that night we got into a massive argument in the parking lot. And I told myself I wasn't going to fall for his bullcrap anymore. Like, I was done. I wasn't going to do this anymore. I was just going to be alone and enjoy the rest of my summer. If only it was that easy. If only it was that easy, I probably would have saved myself 3 more months of confusion and disappointment. However, we learn and we move, right? So after that argument, I remember that he was constantly calling me nonstop, constantly texting me nonstop, and he didn't live close to me at all. He lived about an hour away from me, and he was constantly driving to my house to hang out with me. So of course he won me back over with the excessive attention, excessive affection, excessive gifts. So I thought, okay, well, he's clearly showing me that he's serious. He's not playing around. He's not playing games. Oh, to be young and dumb. But that wasn't the case. So once again, we went back into the flow of everything as normal, only for, him to show his true colors again within the 2 3 weeks period. And we kept doing this off and on and off and on and off and on game. And it got to the point where I decided, you know what? I need some space. And thankfully, I was heading back to college. So that was the necessary space that I needed because I just needed to get my head on straight. But I missed and craved our communication. I genuinely loved talking to him. I did. On top, besides everything, I really enjoyed speaking, and we would talk every day constantly, and not even on some, hey, how are you doing? How's life? Like, we would talk some serious, deep stuff, and that really did something to me. I don't know. I just love good conversation. So I went back to school, and lo and behold, he was nowhere to be found. It got to the point where I even contacted his cousins to be like, hey, have you heard from such and such? And they're like, no, actually, I haven't. Why? Is everything okay? Can you imagine? Can you imagine how desperate I was coming across? Because I missed the norm. He had allowed me to become accustomed to a level of behavior that he knew that he was not going to keep up. Once I finally decided that, you know what, there's life outside of him and there's boys outside of him, I cut him off completely. And he wanted to pull me back into that same pattern of, overly showcasing his emotions for me and his feelings and some cock and bull story on why he's been MIA. I decided enough is enough. I didn't want to do it anymore. And I officially, ended things. And the funny thing is, there was nothing to end because we weren't even in a relationship. We were just playing this weird game that he had created in hopes to keep me to himself, without any kind of, I don't even know. I don't even know what the word is. He was just a dick. He was a dick, a really handsome dick, but he was a dick nonetheless. And if I had known what I know now about the love bombing signs, I wouldn't have even paid him any attention at all. I would have paid him dust because that's what he deserved. Because he was not a really nice person at the end of the day. He was very manipulative. He was very charming. He was very narcissistic in a way. It was all about him. And I just wanted everyone to know, especially us young ladies and women of today, when we are dating somebody or when we are interested in somebody, we have to be very vigilant in these things. And it's so easy to get caught up in the moment, and it's so easy to get caught up in the things that we hear. And sometimes the things that we see without really truly evaluating, you know, the person's intention and how we feel about it and going with our gut feeling. Instead, we come dismissive of red flags. We see things that upset us or annoy us and we keep quiet due to fear of looking a type of way or due to fear of not wanting to miss out on something that we think that we deserve. Whatever the case is, please be extra vigilant in this time. Take time to truly understand yourself and what you want, and hopefully we won't get ourselves into these predicaments. I'm so happy that I'm able to share this with you guys, and I look forward to speaking to you next week on Let's Chat.